All right, welcome, folks. Today we are joined by John Perez. His handle is Silver is Money. I've called him the Crypto Nostradamus, and I'm bringing him on today for a short segment here. It is November 9th in the evening, and what's happening right now in the world is that, well, Bitcoin is collapsing. It's lost, 25% or something of its value in the last 24 hours, down in the 15,000 range. And that's because of FTX, which is a crypto exchange that was once valued at $32 billion, is now apparently zero. It's collapsing by the minute, and a Binance buyout has collapsed also. So this is making huge news everywhere. John Perez, welcome. Thank you for joining me on such short notice.
You're welcome, Mike. How are you doing today? Obviously, you're keeping up on the news, and it's been hot and heavy, and it's almost like the elections happened on November 8th, and Bitcoin lost the election.
yeah, well, that's true. Bitcoin lost the election, but you were telling me earlier, silver won the election. I think America lost the election, but let's focus on the crypto side, or crypto and silver. What are you seeing, and where do you think this is headed?
Well, going back a year ago, I called this the crypto conspiracy. I said I had created the tagline, Bitcoin dies and silver flies. And I think we're going to continue to see Bitcoin going towards the $4,200 level. But there's such massive amounts of selling going on here that I believe we're going to see all this money that's lost, that's coming out of Bitcoin. It has nowhere to go. Stocks, no way. Housing, real estate, no way. Bonds, no way. There's only one place to go, and that is going to be physical silver and gold, and followed by precious metals mining stocks. This is the only place to go, and the mindset of the crypto investor and the hodler is they want to make money fast, because that entire environment, that entire sector made money quickly in a realm that really is not money. And they're going to be looking for profits. And the only place they're going to find profits that equal crypto is going to be in the physical silver, gold, and physical and silver and gold mining stocks area.
So you think that, I mean, if I could just paraphrase what you said, a lot of the crypto money, people are going to cash out as they see it's not earning what they want. They're going to cash out of that, move into gold and mining stocks, which do have some leverage. Or maybe even physical gold and silver, which has some upside, and that this is the trend now for people who want to have their money work for them.
Yeah, and I've been during in the last couple of weeks, pretty much most of the people in the group with silver is money and silver gold stocks. I've been letting people know that when everyone gets blown out of their positions, whether it's stocks, housing, real estate, and now it's crypto, they really have no other option to go to except a safe area. I mean, they've got to put on the golden life jacket, the silver life jacket. So I expect all this money going into cash, which is dropping in Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is dropping because people are selling. Well, now they're in the cash, and now they've got to make an executive decision as where we're going to go next. And really, there's no other place to go, Mike. I mean, stocks, no. Bonds, no. You know, it's really gold and silver.
Housing.
Yeah, housing off the cliff, real estate. I mean, there's really nowhere else to go. Crypto, no way. I mean, I was looking at the charts that we have coming down here. Let me read this to you. This is mind-bending, because we're exactly a year ago from when we had our first interview. And Bitcoin is down 76-78%, and we're just starting to see the first stages of what I called the silver psyop, the major decoupling, where Bitcoin, silver, and gold decouple. And then that decoupling, we see Bitcoin crashing, which is happening, and we see silver going up, which in the last week, gold made an $85 move, and yeah, silver made a tremendous move at went from 1750, 1790 up to 2150 here in a matter of days at the same time Bitcoin was going down. So we're seeing the big decoupling. It's a trend. It's been going on for a while, but it's going to become very clear here very soon that the hodlers in the crypto space have nowhere to go, because in the crypto space, they are tearing each other apart over there. I mean, the verbiage going on between back and forth. They're just destroying each other because there's really nothing backing this crypto. They're fighting over
that's the thing.
A pyramid.
Yeah, well, it's being described, especially this FTX exchange is being described as just a digital Ponzi scheme. And the founder is potentially, at least from some of the buzz out there, will be facing the potential for criminal investigations and possible prosecutions. Apparently, he took depositors' coins, you know, i.e. their crypto money, and then used that to make riskier bets on other platforms or with other vehicles. Those bets turned against him because, well, of lots of reasons. Stock market's falling, interest rates are rising, and so on. You know, housing bubble is bursting. And then that rippled backwards back into FTX to the point where they had to halt all withdrawals because they didn't have any coins for the people who thought they had money in the system. So you talk about a Ponzi collapse. I mean, this is bigger than Bernie Madoff by far. This is $32 billion we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I look at it, the FTX is literally a fraudulent crypto Federal Reserve. I mean, Sam Bankman-Fried was running basically a Ponzi Federal Reserve. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. They were running a digital Federal Reserve. They were printing money, printing crypto, I should say, and they were just putting money in this place, putting fires out, putting money, but it was fake money. It was, the whole thing was fake. I mean, here's a quote from Dr. Doom, the economist Nouriel Roubini, who suggests FTX's rescue deal shows how crypto is a Ponzi scheme. Who will bail out Binance? And Binance under itself is under investigation from the SEC. So the way that, you know, Mike, you've been on this from day one. This entire scheme is finally hitting a brick wall and it's going down in flames. And
You're not kidding. We're talking, this is from CNBC reporting that the firm has a shortfall of $8 billion of withdrawal requests that it can't meet. It needs emergency funding. And by the way, Silicon Valley, some VC firms such as Sequoia Capital had put $210 million into this company. And a lot of other investors were involved as well. And now it appears to be worth nearly zero as of this moment. I mean, from $32 billion to zero. And, you know, John, what about the margin calls that this is setting off across the sphere?
This is going to reverberate. We are going to see ripples going into Bitcoin, going into Tether, going into the entire sector, because we don't know. It's endless derivatives and margin loans, stocks, and I believe it's going to take down the NASDAQ is going to be affected by this also. And here's the problem with FTX. FTX is like the giant pyramid that had all these baby pyramids sucking the blood out of it. So here you've got like basically the mothership of Ponzi schemes, FTX, and it's got all these tentacles out feeding its lifeblood of more fake money into these baby cryptos. And as they're, you've got basically a pyramid bailing out other pyramids, and now the game is ended. They have no money. No one's going to bail them out. The markets are not going to bail them out. And people are flat out going to lose every single penny. And now Binance is going to be sucked into this, which is already under investigation by the SEC. Now, bear in mind that the leader, the head of Binance is a former Alphabet Google guy here. And nobody's asked any questions about the head of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried. I researched this guy back in 2021. And I looked, I said, this is literally the Federal Reserve on somebody's laptop. Just like some kid. Where did this guy come from? I mean, where did he come from? And how did this happen here? How is it that these people are still walking around and not under arrest is what shocks me.
Well, let me bring in some other data points on this. So other investors, I mean, this kid, as you're calling him, was funded by basically the entire financial deep state. So BlackRock put money into it. Sequoia, like I mentioned, SoftBank, Paradigm, Tiger Global, you know, a bunch of money came in. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars to fund this thing. Binance looked at this company, FTX, 2 days ago. They had a non-binding deal to potentially acquire FTX and bail it out. They took a look at the books, and in less than 24 hours, they said, no way. No way are we buying this. They backed off, and that's what happened in the last 24 hours. and then the collapse really kicked in. But it, think about it, John, if Binance says that the books are too cooked for us, how bad is this kitchen? You know what I mean?
It's not good when your next door neighbor Ponzi scheme looks at your Ponzi scheme and says, no mas, yeah. No more. I mean, we're looking at leverage based on thin air. As Trump called Bitcoin and crypto as thin air, volatile, based on nothing. It's not money. And this, I mean, let's put it in plain English where the average guy walking down the street could figure this out. This would be the equivalent of someone coming up to you and said, hey, Mike, I'm going to start a crypto company. Because, well, what's going to be? It's going to be monopoly money. We're going to get paper money and turn ourselves into billionaires and convince everyone to put money into our thin air. And people put money into this. And why? What motivated these big VC firms in Silicon Valley to put so much money into something they knew, which was not money here, which I think this is going to lead. I think we're going to see people arrest here. I think we're going to see major, major arrest, because at the end of the day, Binance is going to go down, and Binance and all these companies together are going to take, they're going to be sucked into a black hole of leveraged risk management that leads to nowhere. Everyone's going to be liquidated. And these VC firms, they're going to be running for the hills and looking to erase what they've done here. I mean, these are supposed to be the pros. What were they doing? What were they thinking? They should have been buying gold and silver instead.
Let me interrupt you. Why do you think that Binance is going to go down?
Because Binance is going to have, because the liquidations coming out of FTX are going to hit Binance. And now this is, I was watching some other videos of other crypto promoters, because they're all promoters. They have no product. All they can do is promote the idea, but there's no product. There's no revenues. There's nothing out there to sustain this. And the FTX that's being called in right now is going to, people are going to have to be selling their other crypto coins, Bitcoin, to meet their margin calls. But those margin calls are never going to stop. But it's important to know that Binance is also under investigation by the SEC. It's going to take one letter. In fact, I will not be surprised if a major regulatory letter comes out here, announcement here comes in the next couple of days regarding Binance and what is going on over there, because they've been under the gun there also at Binance. There actually is an ongoing investigation right now with Binance, with the SEC. So they've had problems already. Also, it just came out yesterday. But this is breaking news. This has not been reported. Binance and $47 billion in crypto running through Iran.
What?
I mean, this is Reuters. Nobody's talking about this, and it's on Reuters. This is 5 days ago, November 7th. Crypto exchange Binance helped Iranian firms trade $8 billion despite sanctions. This has not even hit the news services yet. It hasn't even hit the investigator. This is Reuters, November 7th, 48 hours ago. $8 billion, despite sanctions going through Iran. This has not hit the, for some reason, nobody's reporting this news. I mean, this is huge. $8 billion. Mike, if you and I ran $8 through Iran, we would be on the front page right now on the side of a milk carton.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys here, $8 billion, and everyone's whistling through the grave. So here it is. This is Bitcoin Exchange helped Iranian firms trade $8 billion through Binance. So we got Binance is already under the bus, and now comes FTX. This entire move on FTX may have been this. This may be the dialogue. Wait a second, FTX. We're already under the microscope with Iran and $8 billion. We can't touch FTX. We're already under the microscope. Nobody's talking about this story. $8 billion in transaction with Iran while Iran is selling military drones to Russia using against Ukraine. I mean, this is going to – we're just getting started here, Mike. The fireworks are just about to begin.
Well, Binance is the big giant in this space, that's for sure. Now, from what you're saying, though, it seems like you believe that the unwinding of the crypto space has already reached kind of a snowball effect point where the margin calls are going to continue to put a lot of downward price pressure on the existing token assets and coin assets across the space. Do you think this is going to be – I mean, do you think we've begun to see this playing out where – you talked about before Bitcoin going, you know, below 10,000, even below 5,000 potentially. Is that what we're beginning to see?
Yeah, my goal, target for Bitcoin will be the next is we're going to hit $14,000 first. At $14,000, I do have a running bet right now of drinking a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne at $14,000. Then we're going to be heading under 10,000, and Bitcoin is going to print $4,200, and then. It's the likelihood of Bitcoin going to zero is very likely because there's just too many things going against Bitcoin. But now Bitcoin has something else to deal with, and that is this, a powerful silver and gold market. Now coming into play, investors are going to get sour. They're going to want real money. They're going to want out. They're going to the idea of hodling Bitcoin while silver and gold are going up is no longer going to be an attractive bet. It's going to be like, we've got to put our money to work. And the place to go. And I'm just reading this right here. This is November 8th, 24 hours ago. U.S. Justice Department finds crypto exchange Binance facilitated flow of $7.8 billion from Iranian firms. So this is already in the U.S. Department of Justice. And this is probably why Binance looked at FTX and said, we can't. We're already under the DOJ microscope here. The investigation began as the leading crypto exchange platform, Binance, boasted 120 million users, came under scrutiny by the U.S. Department of Justice for possible money laundering violations. Now the exchange and its U.S. independent entity, Binance U.S., may be in legal trouble for violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. I mean, it's over. Wow. It's game over. We didn't even talk about this, Mike. This is happening right now. This is 24 hours old. The U.S. Department of Justice. So the CZ, the CEO of Binance, looked at FTX and said, dude, I'm at the DOJ right now answering questions. You want me to take you over here? Not going to happen. This is over. Right. I mean, this is a catastrophe. This is the end of the beginning of the big complete wipeout in the industry.
I also see that Binance has invested $500 million in Twitter along with Elon Musk as part of the Musk buyout. So I'm sorry. $500 million. Yeah. In the buyout of Twitter. That's what this says. So I did not know that Binance is financing Twitter for Elon Musk. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I won't be surprised if that deal comes unglued and that it could potentially unwind the entire Twitter deal and set off a series of wipeouts. But then again, yesterday, Elon unloaded $3.9 billion in Tesla stock. Maybe he sees that coming and he's unloaded $3.9 billion in Tesla stock. He has the cash to make up for any losses there if Binance goes out the window here. So we are looking at a web of finance and destruction and leverage and regulatory and legal issues here that are going to be impossible for anyone to deal with in the fix. I mean, we are going to see a crater here, Mike. It's over. I mean, this is game over. This is absolute game over. I've seen many investigations before, but the idea that $7.8 billion going through Iran are dealing with sanctions in crypto with a company already in big trouble can't go with F. They cannot save FTX. And who's going to save? The DOJ is going to probably freeze the financing at Binance, and it's just going to be a wipeout. I mean, what are they going to do? Turn around and say, okay, $7 billion in Iran, no problem. We'll just look the other way. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I mean, I suspect they might just give him a fine or something for right now because there's so much money. But I would add, I mean, kind of in agreement with some of what you said, how does anybody trust any crypto exchange today, knowing that at any moment they can just freeze withdrawals? I mean, talk about, you know, bank bail-ins. I mean, these are the equivalent. It's the crypto space equivalent of a bank bail-in, where they just say, hey, your money is ours. They just say it and you're done.
Yeah, and I agree with you. This is where the confidence level in crypto now, this is the beginning of the end situation here, because how are you going to explain to people to trust us when you're under investigation by the DOJ for violating sanctions and everything is down, 60, 70, 80%. I mean, we are talking about a wipeout here of just absolute epic proportion. I mean, imagine if you were a hodler and it was during our first interview that I was telling people, sell your Bitcoin at 66,666 and 69,000.
That's right. You did say to sell at 66,000.
And yeah. Now here we are, fast forward. I mean, if you actually heard that advice, it'd be like, wait a second here. This guy here said to sell, and now we're down what, 70%. This was at 18,000 for 1 year. In 1 year, actually, literally 1 year from our first interview, Mike, November 8th, 2022. I believe our first interview was November 6th or November 8th.
Huh.
Bitcoin is down 73%. 73%.
Yeah, I mean, that's a collapse.
If the Dow Jones collapsed 73%, we are going to see people, robbing banks and stores, and people are going to be jumping out of buildings here. But of course, nobody's saying a word. Bitcoin's down 73%. Now, remember, who's the biggest holder of Bitcoin? Michael Saylor. We're at MicroStrategy.
Oh, right.
MicroStrategy. Michael Saylor, the guy who said in December, sell all your gold and buy Bitcoin. MicroStrategy stock is down 76% from a year ago. Bitcoin is down 73%. The NASDAQ is down 33%. And all these, I believe, are connected together. And I believe the NASDAQ is going to follow the Bitcoin down, because there's such a crossover in tech people there in Silicon Valley and that entire area there. But Bitcoin and MicroStrategy going down together, I mean, this is literally, this is the end, Mike. This is the end.
Okay, we're almost out of time for this interview too, by the way. I appreciate you popping on. But Michael Saylor, what was his average buy-in cost of Bitcoin? Wasn't it 20-something thousand?
Yeah, 29,000. And then he took 29? Out loans. But at one point his average was 31,000, and then he bought more as a dip at 29,000, but he took out a loan to get that 29,000. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's can you imagine? It's literally a scene right out of the movie Margin Call, where Jeremy Irons says, "This is it. This is it." It's like, it's better to be the first out than the last one out. Elon has Bitcoin to sell. There are funds out there saying, what are we going to do? I said, I'll tell you what to do. Be the first one out. It's there's no saving this. This has never happened in trading history before. Wall Street was bad enough. But what if Wall Street just said, oh, we're moving money through Iran, breaking sanctions? That has not happened. This is happening in an unregulated industry that is based on thin air and has no asset backing, no gold, no nothing. So I think we can just stick a fork inside Bitcoin, and it's going to be a cooked turkey by Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the final word here from John Perez. You can find him on Telegram at Silver Is Money. And also, I believe you have Silver Is Money News. Is that right?
Yes, Silver Is Money News and Silver Is Money on Telegram.
Anywhere else people can find you?
That's the best place to find me. We broadcast 24/7. We have and we are having so much fun. And we love the Health Ranger. The Health Ranger reports coming in, your stuff, and a lot of people from Brighteon and Health Ranger. It's just wonderful, wonderful. So many of your wonderful fans, Mike. It's wonderful. We're on Telegram, Silver Is Money, and Telegram, Silver is Money News.
Well, that's really cool. Sometimes I put out posts on Telegram thinking that you might repeat them. Like I put out one earlier today. I said, let's see, Bitcoin is vanishing faster than Republican ballots in an Arizona election.
So I need to find that comment. And repeat that.
Yeah. It's like, where did it all go? It's all missing. Yeah. But anyway, that's they're both headed to the incinerators, it appears. But thank you, John. You're always ahead of the curve. You've been right about this. If people sold when you first said to sell, they would have saved themselves fortunes compared to what has already happened. And it's going to get a lot worse probably. But thank you for all your time here. It's always great to talk with you.
You're welcome, Mike. Always great to talk with you also. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.